Paul Ramo over here in Camby today for Q92 Radio, and I've been asked to be a judge for the fifth grade science fair, and Janae Wright, the science teacher here in Camby, thanks for asking me over.
Who wouldn't be asking Mr. Celebrity Paul Ramo? You need one of those in the area, and we have one. We're blessed to have you, so thank you so much for judging today.
You're too kind. Tell us about the science fair. It's a big deal, isn't it?
It is a big deal. Students pretty much in November kind of get forewarned that it's coming, and a lot of the community knows it's coming in February. Some of them have grown some items since December. And some it only takes a few days to do for their data. But kids all do all of their work at home. And, you know, they get proud of the parents, too, to get boards here and all their supplies. And the kids worked hard. And it's something new for a lot to present to a judge.
Okay. Tell our listeners we're standing in the middle of the gymnasium. What's around us here?
Oh, my gosh. We've got about 45 projects. And the fifth graders got judged by six judges today, one at a time. And this afternoon, weather permitting, we're going to actually have the school go through. So different classrooms sign up to go through. So the kids will be presenting this afternoon. And then towards the end of the day, the parents and community are invited.
Okay, good. Yeah, how many years have you done this now?
Since I've been here at Camby, I think it's like 8 or 9 years. And each year, they just blow me away. There's a lot of good work behind the scenes here, and I'm just very proud of these students.
That's right. Yeah, and I enjoy judging. They come up with some great ideas.
Yes, I know they're all nervous in the morning, and it is luck of the judge, you know, so they're lucky to have Mr. Ramo for a judge along with our others, but they're very excited to present the rest of the day today.
Okay, thanks, Janae, for your time.
Thanks. Thanks again, Paul, for having or coming
bet.
Over.
You bet. Janae Wright, science, our teacher here at Camby Elementary, and listen to Q92 with some more students. We interview some students about their projects. With me is Hannah Stokes. Hannah's a fifth grader at Camby Elementary, and Hannah, you have a science project here, and tell us about it.
So my science project was what brand of stain remover works the best, and my hypothesis was that the Tide Rescue would work the best on all the stains.
Okay, you have three stain removers here in front of us, and what are they?
There's Tide Rescue, the Shout Triple Action, and then just the generic laundry stain remover.
Okay, now you have. Tell us what you have on the table here to display the washcloths.
So we have mustard, paint, tomato juice, and chocolate pudding.
Chocolate pudding, mustard, tomato juice, paint, black paint. What's the yellow stain there?
Mustard.
Mustard. Okay, those are some nasty stains, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
So what was your conclusion?
My conclusion is that the hypothesis, yes, it was correct. The Tide Rescue got out most of the stains best, except for the paint. None of them got out the paint.
Yeah, that's tough. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see three stains up here that the Tide Rescue put out. What were they again?
This was chocolate pudding, and this was tomato juice.
Tomato juice. Mm-hmm. Tomato juice. So we're going to put a plug in for Tide Rescue, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like science?
Yes, I do, actually.
Okay. Tell us how you came up with this idea.
Well, I was just basically, my mom was like, oh, well, we have stains in our house like all the time because my sister always has white clothing, and she always gets stains on it. She's like,
who's your sister?
Claire Stokes.
Okay.
So she was like, might as well just do some stains.
A test.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So that's great. I actually judged you here this morning, and you did a great job with your presentation, Hannah.
Thank you.
All right. Were you nervous?
Yeah.
Really nervous?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Hannah, for your time.
Thank you, too.
Hannah Stokes, fifth grader here at Camby Elementary during the science fair. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Radio. I'm over in Camby today for the fifth grade science fair, and I'm in the gymnasium, and there's a lot of displays put up here in the gymnasium for the fifth grade science fair, and with me is Tinley Wiesman, and Tinley has a great display. Hi, Tinley. How are you?
Good.
Tell us about your display.
So I'm talking about how do you grow gummy bears.
Gummy bears. So everybody likes gummy bears, right?
Yeah.
So how do you grow gummy bears? That's a great project.
So you need to use any kind of liquid you want. I use water, vinegar, and Coca-Cola.
Okay. And what did you find out? You soaked some the same size gummy bears? Or how did you do it? What did you do?
So I put them in water for 15 hours, and then they just grew overnight, and then I measured them in the morning.
Okay. That was with water?
Mm-hmm.
And then what?
Then I did it with vinegar, and it grew 30.
A little more than
yeah.
water?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the big idea here.
The Coca-Cola grew the biggest. It was 33.8 inches.
And you have your pictures here. So you put a gummy bear in the Coca-Cola. So what was the result of your project?
The Coca-Cola is expanded the most.
Okay. So if you like gummy bears, soak them in Coca-Cola, right?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy doing your science fair?
Yeah, it was really fun.
Yeah. Did it surprise you that you use water, you use vinegar, you use Coca-Cola? Did it surprise you how big the gummy bears got?
Yeah. Yeah. I was surprised that Coca-Cola won.
Yep. All right. Great project here, Tinley. Who's your science teacher?
Mrs. Wright.
Okay. Do you enjoy science?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and best of luck here in the science fair.
Yes, thank you.
That's Tinley Wiesman, a fifth grader here at Camby. Paul Ramo back here in Camby Elementary during the science fair, a fifth grade science fair today. And I'm standing next to one of an amazing project here by, who are we talking to?
Eli Gonzalez.
Hi, Eli. And what grade are you in?
Fifth.
Fifth grade. All right. Tell our listeners a little bit about your science project here.
For my science project, I did, does age affect germs in my dog's mouth?
Wow, how did you come up with that?
I just really like dogs, and I had different ages of dogs.
Okay. So does age affect germs in my dog's mouth? That's the question. And how did you experiment with that?
I used 4 agar plates and 4 cotton swabs, and I swabbed each dog and put the cotton swab on the agar plate. Then I taped them shut and put it under a lamp. And I waited 14 days for the results.
Okay. So just one dog?
4 dogs.
Oh, you have 4 dogs?
2, but I used my great-grandpa's and my grandpa's.
Okay. What are the names of the dogs? Do you know?
Pepper, Maddie, Mac, and Samson.
Okay. And are they all different ages then?
Yes.
Okay. So they were okay with you swabbing their mouth, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. So... 14-day results. You took 14 days. You put it in. You tell us what you did then after you swabbed the dog's mouth.
I rubbed the cotton swab on the agar plate, and then I put it underneath the lamp, and we took pictures on the 14th day.
Okay, I'm looking at the pictures. You have how old are the dogs?
Pepper is 2, Maddie is 4, Mac is 10, and Samson is 15.
Okay. And what did you find out?
That age does affect germs in a dog's mouth.
Okay. So don't kiss an older dog then, right?
Don't
or don't have them lick you?
Nope.
Okay, I'm looking at these dishes here. And boy, the 15-year-old, who was the 15-year-old dog again?
Samson.
Okay, now that dish is almost completely full.
Mm-hmm.
That looks ugly, doesn't it?
Yep. Okay. My parents threw it out of the house.
What's that?
My parents threw it out of the house.
I would too. That's awesome. Why do you think that is? That the older, you think that's like that in humans too? The older you get, the more germs you have in your mouth?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Depending on like the blood type you are.
Oh, really? Same for the dogs?
I think so.
Okay. Why did you pick this subject?
Because I knew that I had Maddie and Mac, which were around 5 years apart, and my great-grandpa had a dog 15 years old, and Mac was 10. So I knew that was 5 years apart, and Pepper's around 5 years apart from Maddie.
Okay. Is there anything you can do for dogs that have germs in their mouth?
You could buy a finger brush and some pet-friendly toothpaste from your local vet, and you just put the finger brush on your finger, and you use the pet-friendly toothpaste, and you rub it on their teeth.
Oh, wow. So you do that with your dogs?
We're gonna.
Okay. All right. We're talking with Eli Gonzalez. He's a fifth grader here at Camby Elementary during a science fair. And your project is amazing. You got the petri dish there and the swab.
Yep.
Are you going to bring the dogs in this afternoon?
No.
Okay. Did they like being swabbed?
Our dog, Mac, he did, because this morning he was excited.
Okay. All right. Eli, great job. Great project here, and nice to meet you.
Thank you.
All right. Eli Gonzalez, I should ask you, you like science?
Yes.
Okay. And who's your science teacher?
Mrs. Wright.
Okay. And what have you been doing all season? What have you been studying in science?
Shadows and...
Shadows? What about shadows?
How it's the area behind an object, which the light can't reach.
Okay. I can see you're going to be a scientist someday. Thanks, Eli.
You're welcome.
Eli Gonzalez, a fifth grader here at Cambie Elementary, during a science fair here in the gymnasium. That was some of my interviews with some of the fifth graders at the science fair in Cambie earlier this morning. And there's 48 projects, science fair projects set up in the elementary gym there. And I want to thank science teacher Janae Wright for asking me to come over and be a judge today. It was a lot of fun.